Hello.
Hey.
Jason, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Haven't talked to you in a while. What have you been up to besides touring stadiums?
That's about it, man. We, been on the tour all year. I just took a few weeks off a couple weeks ago, or I came back to work a couple weeks ago, work, quote, unquote. But, I came back, but I actually went to the beach for a couple weeks, hung out, had a little vacation, and came back and started the tour and going to, be pretty busy for the rest of the year just doing that and got the new single that came out today and a new album later this year, so it's going to be a busy year.
Now, okay, you guys did this. It went viral. You and Mr. Kenny Chesney drinking some beers at Buffalo Wild Wings. What were you guys talking about? Maybe a song together? Maybe a tour? Give us the details.
To be honest with you, I don't really remember.
That's the easiest out I've ever heard.
Yeah. I'm sure whatever it was really important, though, but I can't remember.
You're smooth, very smooth.
Now you had, you're burning it down tour. You had your daughters with you last weekend. What'd you guys do in your spare time?
A lot of times when they come out, we'll just try to find some things for them to do around the building or whatever. I know that one day they went to an aquarium. My mom was actually out there with us and kind of helping keep an eye on them while I was playing and things like that. So. Went to the aquarium and then kind of take them around and on the ballpark. They love going down on the ball fields and just kind of hanging out in the dugout and kind of seeing all that stuff. So just usually try to find little things for them to do to keep them from getting bored out there.
40,000 fans in Cleveland and Cincinnati last weekend. Do you get nervous? Like, do you ever get sick to your stomach before you go out in front of a crowd like that?
I really don't. I mean, I've never really gotten nervous. I get more like anxious and ready to get it started. Like I started doing this stuff when I was 14 or 15 years old. So, I feel pretty comfortable on stage. I mean, I enjoy playing. I love what I do. I love getting on stage every night and I don't get nervous. I get excited, and I get, ready to get out there and see the crowd for the first time and things like that. So for me, it's more of like I'm ready to get it started and get it going.
Very cool. We're talking right now with Jason Aldean. You play guitar up there, and I read somewhere a while back, your dad taught you to play guitar using notebook paper. How did that go for you?
My dad played a little bit. I mean, he played well enough to, get through a few songs. So he knew sort of the basics, and he would take a piece of notebook paper and sort of graph it out, like where the frets were and which strings my fingers went on and what chord that was and things like that. And so I had like a little cheat sheet that I would sit in there and play guitar with, and that's how I learned the basic chords. And I would sit in there with that paper while he was at work during the day, and I would just sit in there and play, and I would mess around on it all day, and that was ultimately how I ended up starting to play guitar.
Does he ever say you owe me?
No, because he can't play that well. So he taught me the very basics.
Well, Jason, you sure played amazing on the new single, Burning It Down, and we have been, as you said, anxiously waiting for you and the next step and the next song, and we got it, and we're proud to debut it here on Y100.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and I appreciate you playing it. And we're excited it's out there and for everybody to go and check out now.
Okay. And say hi to the Duck Dynasty people with your Buck Commander operation, okay?
Oh, yeah, I will, man.
Take
You're
care.
A rock star, Jason. Great song. You've done amazing.
Thank you very much.
Jason, thanks for joining us this morning.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you all for having me.